So, you have a book adaptation for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's called 50 Shades of Grey.
And what's it about?
Well, it's kind of like porn, but with a lot more character stuff that's very slow-paced.
Okay. That's it?
Basically, yeah.
Can I get some more details?
They're not really that important.
Okay, but I'd like to hear more, though.
Okay, well, the main character's name is Anastasia Steele.
Did you get that from one of those stripper name generators?
I did.
Those are fun.
They are. I put my name in there and it said Harry Ramrod.
Hilarious. So this character, what's her deal?
So she has to interview this billionaire named Christian Grey.
All right.
And he kinda instantly falls madly in love with her.
So she's like super sexy with a great personality.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, her entire deal is that she's very, very plain, so, you know, our target audience could identify with her.
Interesting.
Nope, not interesting.
Right.
Anyway, we're gonna find out that Christian is into BDSM.
Oh, well that is interesting.
You'd think so, but pretty much the entire first movie is him trying to get her to sign a contract.
Well, first movie? There's more than one of these?
Yeah, it's a trilogy.
Wow, what are the other ones called?
Well, the first one is called 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
And so the second one is called 50 Shades Darker.
Oh.
And so the third one is called 50 Shades... Freed.
Oh, what? It just seemed like you were gonna do something clever there.
It did, didn't it?
But then it was just...
It was just nothing, yeah. So anyway, Christian's gonna be a weird, possessive stalker kind of guy.
And she's gonna come to realize that he's kind of a monster.
No, she's gonna be really into it.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, and by the end of the movie, she's gonna agree to do the full BDSM stuff.
Okay.
And then she's gonna get mad because he did the full BDSM stuff.
Okay, so she breaks up with him?
She does, and that's basically how the first movie ends.
Wow.
So in the second movie, they're gonna get back together and try to have a normal relationship.
It's just gonna be about a man and a woman that are in a relationship?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I guess that sounds like a standard romantic comedy.
Yeah, kind of, except it's not gonna be romantic or funny and none of the characters are interesting or even likable for that matter.
That sounds kind of boring.
It does, but I did spice things up by throwing some random bullshit in there.
Random bullshit?
Yeah, like at a certain point, Christian just crashes his helicopter in the middle of a forest.
Oh, that is pretty random.
Right?
And we're gonna see him struggle to get back home?
Actually, no, that's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, he's just gonna show up back home and then we're never gonna talk about it again.
Wow.
We're also gonna have Anastasia's boss randomly try to rape her.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he's gonna stalk them like the whole movie.
Kinda like Christian did.
Yeah, but this time Anastasia's not into it.
Gotcha.
So this guy's gonna have snuck into a masquerade ball at the Grey Mansion, taken a picture of a family picture, printed out that picture, and then later burned it with a cigarette because he's angry.
That seems overly complicated.
Oh, very much so.
Seems like he could've just printed a picture of Christian from the internet and put a cigarette through that.
Could've, yeah.
Or, you know, not done that at all.
Also a possibility.
Huh.
Then there are a couple of characters that are mad that Christian isn't sleeping with them anymore. And that brings us to the third movie.
What happens in that one?
Well, they're married now, so they go on a honeymoon.
Right.
So... yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, it seems like there's not much going on story-wise.
Yeah, there's not. So... I threw some random bullshit in there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the characters that are mad about not being the sexual partners of the protagonists are gonna come back in, like, the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Wow.
And that's it.
That's it.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, they say sex sells, so let's put that theory to the test.
Great. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you want to see pitch meetings for. Have you seen any of the 50 Shades movies? And if so, what did you think? We have a lot more pitch meetings on the channel, so be sure to check those out. You can also go to screenrant.com for the latest movie and TV news, and give us a follow on all the things. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.